USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a new record Saturday administering more than 2.9 million COVID vaccinations. Now nearly 88 million Americans have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. Some states have begun to expand their vaccination programs. In Connecticut, all residents 45 and older will begin to be able to receive the shot starting in 2 weeks. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor at Johns Hopkins University that with vaccination programs accelerating, the U.S. is working its way towards herd immunity.
You know, we're doing spectacular with the vaccination program. We've broken through all the goals, vaccinating 2.5 million doses yesterday were administered, and today we hit a record 2.9 million doses were administered. We've got about 22% of the U.S. adult population vaccinated. In some parts of the country, it's like Alabama and New Mexico. It's one in four adults now have received at least one dose. So we're doing pretty well.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the Senate of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposed a similar measure last month, introducing a bill that would fine tech platforms that suspended political candidates. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The influx of migrants at the U.S. southern border grew in February, according to a new report, with border agents detaining nearly 100,000 people in the month. That's the largest number of detentions since mid-2019. The Biden administration has scrambled to find the resources to deal with the influx of people, while critics have called out their refusal to call the situation at the border a crisis. Congressman Henry Cuellar says it doesn't matter what you call it. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that the Biden administration needs to own and deal with the situation.
Look, we can play with words. Is it a challenge or is it a crisis? Let's look at the numbers. Since August of last year, the numbers have been increasing. And especially October, November, and December, we were hitting 70,000. In January, we had 78,000. And this is, again, under the Trump administration. Now moving into the Biden administration. Biden might have started under Trump. But when you're the president, you own the situation. Whether it's a success or not a success, it's going to own it. I think in February we're going to get about 100,000. And again, I don't care what we call it, but I can tell you this. Those numbers of people that are being released, they're purposely withholding that information. They've been told not to withhold that information. I now know that they're bringing people from McAllen over to Laredo, processing them in Laredo, and they're going to release them in my community. I represent both areas, the Valley and, of course, part of the Valley in Laredo. And I've seen this before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.